Well, turning your Bibles to Romans chapter 7, we continue, of course, our study of Paul's letter to the church at Rome. This book, I think, is the foundational book of the New Testament. We're seeing some great truths that we can know and apply. Truths about, first of all, salvation. Think about it, that we've sinned and there's Jesus Christ and His work for us, how He died on the cross and paid for sin and rose again, and that we come to God simply by faith. And then we think about the Christian life and living in God's power to gain the victory. We also, in this book of Romans, we'll see truths about Israel and the church and some very practical aspects of living out our Christian life. This morning, we continue in chapter 7. Now, we're seeing a powerful section of God's Word. In Romans 6, 7, and 8, it all goes together. It's dealing with issues of having victory in the Christian life. And to be honest with you, a lot of people skip Romans 6 and 7, especially, or it's misunderstood. So it's not always that easy to get it. In Romans chapter 7, we actually see the law. How does the law fit into our lives? Last time we looked at four things. We talked about the law, the purpose of the law and its relationship to the believer, and the law, how it relates to our flesh. Well, this morning we're going to see a famous passage. It's the conflict within the believer. The battle of the two natures, as some people say, the flesh versus the spirit, the old man and the new creation. Paul says something in there. He says something like, the things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. What a battle. What's going on inside of every believer? How can we gain and have the victory? Well, my prayer is that as we study through this passage this morning, we'll see how these things fit together. When I was growing up, and that was a long time ago, I used to watch cartoons on television. I mean, real cartoons, not this action stuff, but I'm talking about cartoons, you know, like Tweety Bird and Sylvester. And I can remember that Tweety Bird would always sit in that little cage and he'd rock back and forth. And then he would look around and he's going to do something wrong. You know, Tweety would do things wrong. And he would look around and he would go, look right to the screen and he'd go, if I do it, I get a whipping. I do it. And then he'd do it, you know. And so Tweety knew it was wrong. And he said, if I do it, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Can you identify with this? Sometimes in our lives, we're pulled to do things that are wrong, and we say, I know it's wrong, and I don't really want to do it, but at the same time, I do want to do it. And then we do it. As believers, sometimes we fail. We don't want to do things, and we do want to do it all at the same time. What is going on in our lives? As we look this morning at Romans chapter 7, we're going to see Paul experiences the same thing. In fact, he says, I'm not doing what I want to do, but I'm doing the very thing I do not want to do. This morning we see the battle inside of every believer. The battle of the flesh and the spirit. The old person, the flesh within us, and the new creation in Christ with the power of the Holy Spirit. We are pulled within. What can we learn from God's Word this morning as we look at this? We want to gain an understanding of what's going on inside of us. Well, this section of the book of Romans deals with the law and the flesh, and we need to get an understanding and make sure that we remember the flow of the book. If you remember in Romans 6, 7, and 8, this little section, we haven't got to 8 yet, but it all goes together. The issue is, how do you gain victory in the Christian life? In Romans chapter 6, you remember he said there were three big words, to know, to consider, and to present. To know that we died and rose again with Christ to a new life and that we are free from sin. To consider ourselves dead to sin but alive in Christ, we don't have to serve the flesh. And to present ourselves not to the flesh, which results in sin, but present ourselves to God, that's the Holy Spirit inside of us, which results in life and righteousness. That's Romans chapter 6 in a nutshell. Then we went on to Romans chapter 7, and the first six verses of Romans chapter 7 flat out told us that we died to the law. Just as Romans 6 says we died to the flesh, the pull of the flesh inside of us, Romans chapter 7 says we died to the law. It fulfilled its purpose. The purpose of the law was to show us that we're sinners and that we needed a Savior. That has been happened. We trusted in Christ as Savior. We died to the law. Last week in verses 7 through 13 of Romans chapter 7, we saw an incredible truth. If you try to live by law, you will sin. Because the law, the flesh is aroused by the law. The law says, don't do this or do this. Our flesh says, don't tell me what to do. And our flesh responds, and we sin. As we continue this morning in verses 14, and we're going to go through 21. I've got down that basically 20, but we're going to get 21 as well, just to touch on it so you can get the flow for next week. We're going to see what goes on inside of every believer. There is a battle within. The conflict of law and grace and flesh and spirit and old man and new creation. One brings sin and death and the other brings righteousness and life. And the truth is, you can live in one of two ways. Now, when we started chapter 6 a couple of months ago, when we looked at Romans chapter 6, we said that you can live in the power of the Holy Spirit and bring honor and glory to Jesus, or you can live in the flesh and sin. And who decides which you do? Well, the answer is you. And right now, as we look at Romans, even this passage today, we can live in one of two ways. We can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit by the grace of God, living righteously by God's power. Or we can walk in the flesh, reacting to the law, resulting in sin and death. We can do that. We get a look at Paul's life, and I think as we look at this in Romans chapter 7, we can all identify with this. There is a battle within. I think every one of us in this room, if we said, do you feel this battle? Do you see this battle? I think if we're all honest, we'd say, well, of course I see that. I see this all the time. Now, as we begin, I need to remind you of a great truth that will help you understand how this fits so that you can understand what's going on. And remember this, before you trusted in Christ as Savior, and in other words, a person who's not a Christian, an unbeliever, they have a body, holds everything together. They have a soul, which is the part of a human being that relates to the world around them. That's where the mind, the motion, the will is, the soul. Then they have a conscience. A conscience is the part of a person that knows right from wrong. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 says, the law of God is written on every heart so that all know right from wrong. So the unbeliever has a body, has a soul, has a conscience, and then has what's known as the flesh or the old man or the bent to do wrong. That's the natural part of us that automatically wants to sin. We do not have to teach people to do wrong. We have to teach people to do right because we do wrong naturally. So before we knew Christ as Savior, we had a body, a soul, a conscience, and a flesh to pull to do wrong. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, the Bible talks about being born again, being born of God, being a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, we're a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, new things have come. So guess what we're like? We got a body. We still got a soul raised to the world around us. We have a conscience, tells us right from wrong. We still have that flesh, that pull to do wrong, but we are born again. We have now what we call, sometimes people just call it a human spirit, but it's a person. We're born of God. We're a new creation in Christ. We're a different person. And then, by the grace of God, He also gives to us the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. So as a Christian, you have a body, a soul, a conscience, a flesh, a new creation in Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It's getting pretty crowded in there. That's why there's a battle. Now, that's what we're like. Now, for you to understand that, just think about what you are like, and we're going to put something together for you. Now, this new creation, if you've never understood this this morning, if you get this, this will change the way you look at yourself. You know there's a part of you that automatically wants to sin. It's called the flesh. But that part of you that has been born again, that part which the Bible calls that which is born of God, I want you to understand something and listen carefully. That part of you cannot sin. There is a part of you that wants to serve God, live for God, and cannot sin. There is a part of you that wants to be away from God and is the flesh and can sin. Now listen to this. Just listen. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. You don't have to turn there, but listen to what it says. It says, no one who is born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him. That's God abides in him. And listen carefully. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, I want you to understand the new creation in Christ, the new you, the new part of you that has been born again, cannot sin. Now, when you sin as a Christian, it's not that new part of you that sins. It's your flesh that sins. I want you to begin to look at yourself in a different way. You're a new creation in Christ. You're a new person in Christ. The part of you that's been born again not only doesn't practice sin, he says it cannot sin. You've got the power of the Holy Spirit inside you. You're a person who desires to live for Jesus Christ. At the same time, you have a part of you, a natural bent to do wrong that doesn't want to do any of the things I just named. In fact, wants to go just the opposite direction, wants to live for self and not for God. That's what we are like. And as we look at Romans chapter 7, these verses this morning, we're going to see that Paul talks about this conflict within. There is that conflict between the old man and sin and the new creation and Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to see something. Hold your place in Romans 7 and turn over to the book of Galatians. Just go ahead and do that. And you got Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and then you got Galatians. And turn to Galatians chapter 5. If you don't have a Bible, there's one on the pew or on the seat. You just get you one and look over there because I want you to see this, because I want you to see what's going on inside of you. As you're turning there, remember, you have the flesh, You have the new creation in Christ. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. Now, I want you to see this battle that goes on. Now, last week and the week before that, we talked about how are we going to have victory in the Christian life. We've already seen that in Romans chapter 7, verse 6, it says we walk in the newness of spirit, meaning we live the Christian life in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you're going to have victory. Cannot be in the flesh, cannot be by the law, because you died to the law and you died to the flesh. Can't live by those. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Now look at Galatians chapter 5. Look at verse 16 and 17. Look at Galatians 5, verse 16. He tells us how we live. He says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, meaning live in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires or the lust of the flesh. That's the bent to do wrong. He says, if you will live in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of that part of you that automatically wants to sin. This is how we have victory. Now, we're going to get more in. When we get to chapter 8, he's really going to go into details. So just bear with us. We're going through 6 and 7. We can't, you know, if we could get them all at one time, 6, 7, and 8, we might do that. But we can't. So we got to see a little bit at a time. But listen to what he says in verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, live by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Now, look at 17. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They're in opposition to one another, so you may not do the things that you please. The Holy Spirit, basically the flesh is against the Spirit against the flesh. The flesh is saying, I'm not doing that. The Holy Spirit says, we want you to live righteously. The flesh says, I'm not living righteously. You go back and forth. He says, so you may not do the things you want to do. Now, can you identify with this? Of course. Now, inside of every one of us, there's this battle going on. The new creation in Christ, power of the Holy Spirit, we're saying, I'm going to live for Jesus. Inside of us, there's the flesh that's saying, I'm not living for anybody but me. I'm doing my thing, and don't tell me what to do. Now, what happens? What do we look like when we live in the flesh? Look at Galatians 5. Look at verse 19. Now, the deeds of the flesh, that means this is the works of the flesh. This is what comes out when you live in the flesh. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, slight, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, on and on and on, drunkenness. I mean, this is what comes out of us when we're controlled by the flesh, because the flesh is hostile to God. What is it like if we live in the power of the Holy Spirit? Look at verse 22. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's what it's like. Notice, against such things there is no law. Law cannot produce those things in you. Only the Holy Spirit can produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, self-control. What does the law produce in you? It affects your flesh and brings about what? Sin. So just remember that. You try to live by law, you're going to sin. You live by the Holy Spirit, you'll have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, meekness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And that's what you look like. We can either be in the flesh, we can be in the Spirit. There is a battle. Go back to Romans chapter 7. As you're turning back there, just remember what we're seeing. This is what we are like. You wake up every morning, and there's a part of you which is the new creation in Christ, which is born of God, which cannot sin, and you have the Holy Spirit, and you are saying, I want to live for Jesus. I want to do the right things. I want to be a man of God. I want to be a woman of God. I want to do this. I want to be a young person. I want to really go after it. I want to do what God wants me to do. At the same time, inside of you, there is a part of you that says, listen, there's a lot of things I want to do, and I'm going to do them. And nobody's going to tell me what to do because I'm here for me. That's your flesh. Now, how are we going to make it? What does Paul say about this? How does he describe this? Well, as we look at Romans 7 this morning, we're going to see how it works. And you remember last week, or 2 weeks ago in Romans chapter 7, verse 6, he says, here's the only way it can work. You have to walk in the Spirit. You walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the only way. Now, let's see what it looks like. We have a new person who cannot sin inside of us. We have the flesh that sins all the time. What are we like? Look what Paul begins to describe this. Look at Romans chapter 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. Now, Paul starts off and he says, we know that the law is spiritual. Now, why is he mentioning the law? Because he just got through telling us in those other verses last week that if you try to live by law, even though the law is good and holy and righteous and just and it's God's character and it's the most perfect thing there is, if you put yourself under law, it's going to cause you to sin. That's why the Christian life is not lived by a set of rules. That's what we taught last week. That's what Romans chapter 7 tells us. You don't say, give me all the rights and wrongs and I'll try to do that. It will make you sin. You live in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in a set of rules. He starts off by saying, we know that the law is spiritual. The law is good. The law is the character of God. It's great. But look at the contrast. But I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. Now, literally in the Greek, it says, but I am fleshly. Which, that's the part that sins. That's our flesh, our old man, the nature that has fallen. He says, but the law is great, but I'm not great. I'm sinful. I'm flesh. I'm sold into bondage of sin. The nature of man has fallen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We have been sold into bondage to sin. The flesh always sins. Always. Romans chapter 8 verse 7 says, the mindset on the flesh is hostile to God. The flesh is always contrary to God and His Word. Always. That's why the flesh responds to the law, which is the perfect character of God, in a hostile way. When the law says, don't do this, your flesh says, I'm doing that. Don't tell me what to do. It's hostile to God. Always is, always will be. So Paul says, the law is great, but I'm not. I'm fleshly. I'm sold in bondage to sin. Now, watch what he says. It's powerful. You can identify with this. For what I'm doing, I do not understand. For I'm not practicing what I'd like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. Now, he starts off in verse 15 saying, you know what I'm doing? I really don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get what's going on inside me. The truth is, he's saying, you know, there's this battle and all this back and forth, and why is it this way? And there are people who are confused. Let me tell you, there are people who have talked to me, who've come up and said, JB, I believe I've trusted Christ as my Savior. That's how they'll say it. But I keep having these bad thoughts, and I keep desiring this. In fact, I still keep sinning, and if I was really a Christian, would I still have these bad thoughts? Of course you will. Because what do you have inside you? You have the natural bent to sin. And so Paul says, you know what I'm doing? I just don't understand all this. By the way, I want to say this to you, and listen carefully. As a believer, you're capable of any sin possible. You are capable. If you think you are not, if you say, no, there's certain things that I would never do. You put yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, you will do the wrong thing. That's why the Bible says, take heed lest you think you stand, you fall. So don't put yourself in those situations. You are capable. He says, what I'm doing, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And then he says this, I am not practicing what I'd like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. He says, I'm not doing what I'd like to do. What would I like to do? Well, as a new creation in Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and one who cannot sin and wants to live, we say, I want to live for God. I want to obey the Word of God. I want to do all of this. He said, but I'm not practicing the things that I'd really like to do. But what I'm actually doing is the very thing I hate. We hate sin. We love sin. You hate the sin? You go, yeah. Do you love the sin? Yeah. Because see, you hate sin because you're a new creation in Christ and you've been born again and you love God and you want to live for Him. But you love sin because your flesh, and your flesh says, do this. And so he says, the things I want to do, I'm not even doing, but the things I don't want to do, I'm doing the things I hate. Can you identify with that? Look what he says. But if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law confessing that the law is good. He says, you know, when I really look at it and I realize I'm doing the things that I don't want to do, which is sin, I agree with the law because the law tells me that's wrong, confessing that the law is good. The law is good, and I look at the good law, and the law says when you do those wrong things, they're wrong. And I say, that's exactly right. I'm doing wrong. And I don't even want to do them, but at the same time, I want to do them. And I look at the law, and the law says, that's wrong. And I agree with that. I go, that is wrong. And the law is good. The law is always good. It's the character of God. I know that it's wrong. But that doesn't stop me from wanting to do it. Can you identify with that? Now here's the next part. And it goes back to what I taught you a while ago about anyone being born of God cannot sin. You remember that there's a part of us that can't sin? And I want you to look at the next verse, because if you didn't understand that when you trust Christ as Savior, you're born again and that new creation part of you can't sin, if you didn't understand that, you won't understand the next verse. Look what Paul says, verse 17. So now, no longer am I the one doing it. I'm not the one sinning, but sin which dwells in me. Now, is Paul schizophrenic? I'm not really the one sinning. It's just something in me sinning. No, he's exactly right. The new creation isn't sinning. He says it's no longer. I'm not the one sinning anymore. Because I'm the new creation in Christ. It's the sin within me that dwells in me that sins. I want you to understand something. You need to start looking at yourself in a different way. You are a new person in Christ. You've been born again. The part of you that's born again can't sin. You have the power of the Holy Spirit inside you. You have the desire with the new creation and the Holy Spirit to live according to the Scripture. You are special and unique, created in Christ. That's how you need to see yourself. Now, it is true. You have the flesh. You have the natural bent to sin. But you need to realize who you are. That's why I told you, Bill Lawrence, my professor at Dallas Seminary, used to say, you can't live the way you used to live because you're not who you used to be. You are not who you used to be. You're a new creation in Christ. So Paul says, it's no longer am I the one doing it. He's saying, my new creation, that's not really me sinning. It's the sin that dwells in me. It's my flesh that's doing this sin. Now, if you didn't understand that there's a part of you that can't sin, you wouldn't understand that verse. But Paul is saying, I'm not really the one sinning. Because the real me is the new me. The old me is what's sinning. And as you go through life, you got the new you, which doesn't want to sin, can't sin. You got the old you that can't do anything but sin. Hostile to God. That's your battle. Now watch what he goes on to say in verse 18. I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of good is not. He says, I know that nothing good dwells in me. If we stop right there, we'd be in trouble. Because you could say, no, wait a minute, he just said nothing good dwells in me, but I thought I was a new person inside. I thought I was a good person inside. I thought I couldn't even sin inside. I thought I had the Holy Spirit inside. You do. He needs to explain it. I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. There's nothing good inside of you as far as the flesh is concerned. Not one thing. Flesh can never, never line up with God in any way, shape, or form. The flesh is hostile toward God, not able to obey God. In the flesh, you can't please God. You can't serve God. In fact, you do not want to in the flesh. But notice what he says. He says, nothing good dwells in me. That is in my flesh. See, the willing is present in me. I'd like to do, but the doing of the good is not. The flesh cannot do good. Can't do it. Flesh can't please God. Flesh can't serve God. Romans 8 verse 7 says, the flesh is hostile toward God, not subject to God, not able to serve God, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Can't please God, serve God, hostile to God. Look what he goes on to say, 19. For the good that I want, I do not, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. See, the good that I really want to do, I'm not doing that, but I'm practicing the evil. Have you been there? Have you as a believer said, I don't get it. I want to live for God, and I don't do it. And then I'm over here doing things I don't want to do, and I actually hate the things I'm doing at the same time I want to do them. That's what's happening inside of us. What you must remember is what we've seen in 6 and part of 7, that you died and rose again with Christ. You died to the flesh. You died to the law. You're a new creation in Christ. You're to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, not the flesh. If you walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He says, for the good that I want to do, I don't do it, but I practice the very evil I don't want to do. verse 20. But if I'm doing the very thing I don't want to do, I'm not the one doing it. I'm no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. He's saying, the new me is not the one doing these wrong things. It's the old me that's doing these wrong things. There is a battle inside of every one of us in this room who have trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior. By the way, if you haven't trusted Christ as Savior, you don't have that battle. You only have the flesh. You don't have the new creation in Christ, and you don't have the Holy Spirit. You're not having that battle. But the closest battle you're going to ever have is your conscience telling you right from wrong, and you're still going to live by the flesh. But as a believer, we're a new person in Christ and the Holy Spirit, and there's this battle. Now, I want you to see his final statement in verse 21, which is a summary statement, and we're going to see more of it next week. But look what he says. This is a principle, he said. I find then the principle. Here's a principle, here's a truth that he's found, that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. Now that means in every one of us in this room who have trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, and we want to do good because we're born again and we got a new creation in Christ, and we can't sin and we got the Holy Spirit, inside of us who want to do good, there is evil present. And that's your flesh. Now I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is one of these days, Jesus Christ is going to come back and get you. And you're going to be changed, and this body's going to be changed, and that flesh will be done away with. And for all eternity, when you're in the presence of your great Savior, you will never have that pull again. That's the good news. The bad news is, as long as you're in this body, you're going to have that battle. Until you die physically, and your body goes in the grave, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and you're with Jesus, or He comes back in the clouds and changes us. Until that time, you're going to have this battle. And it's not going to go away. And the only victory you can have is what we've already seen in Romans 6, where you know who you are, where you consider and you present, and you walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You do not try to live under the law. You're dead to the law and you're dead to the flesh. You don't have to listen to the flesh. That battle is there and He's pulling you every day. You don't have to listen. You walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What have we seen this morning? Because we're going to get more details next week. What have we seen? Our flesh is bound under sin to do wrong. We don't do the things we want to do, but we do the things we don't want to do. There's this battle inside of us between the flesh and the Spirit, between the new creation and the old creation. The new person in Christ cannot sin, but it is the flesh that is in us that sins. And we have the Holy Spirit inside of us in order that we might live for God and not sin. Let me give you the applications. First one, let's understand the battle within every believer. And they realize there's this battle. The battle, they say this, the battle of the soul is over, but the battle inside continues on. There is this battle inside of us. Let's understand it. A, we are new people in Christ. Every one of us in this room who have trusted in Jesus, you're a new person. You've been born again. You've been born from above. We cannot sin, in fact. Can you imagine that? Our goal is to live and serve God. That's the plan. We are new people in Christ. B, the flesh still lives in us. There is a principle that those who want to do good, there is evil inside of us. That's the flesh. The flesh inside me, my flesh dwells, no good thing. The flesh reacts to the law, always brings sin, always wants to rebel. Oswald Chambers said this. He says, we are a mixture of the old and new, the old man, the flesh, the new man, the new creation. You should not be surprised when you are pulled to do wrong, when you have bad thoughts, when you're something is pulling you to sin and you desire to sin. You should not be surprised. The flesh pulls us day after day after day. There is a principle that evil is inside of all of us who seek to do good. That takes us to see only in the power of the Holy Spirit can we have victory. It's not the law. You don't say, I'm going to obey the law and I'll have victory. The law will make you sin. You died to the law, you died to the flesh. The only way you can have victory is the power of the Holy Spirit. The new birth happens in a moment, but growth is for a lifetime. Romans chapter 7, verse 6 says, you walk in the newness of the Spirit. If we live in the power of the Holy Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. May we understand this battle within us between the flesh and the Spirit, between the old man and the new creation. as we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit so we can gain the victory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these truths. Lord, it's just powerful. And may we understand this battle within every one of us, that we are new people in Christ, that when we believe in Jesus, we are born again. We are a new creation. We are born of God. We cannot sin. We want to live for you and we want to glorify you. And yet, Lord, at the same time, the flesh still lives in us. There is that pull that dwells in me. No good thing to pull and to be in hostility to you and to go against you. And Lord, we know that in those that are good, there is a principle of the evil is present. So Lord, thank you that the only way we can have victory is not by law and not by our works and not by our goodness, but by living in the power of the Holy Spirit, walking in the newness of the Spirit so that we can gain the victory. Because when we walk in the flesh, walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Lord, thank you for these believers. Use us, Lord, and help us to understand this battle and help us gain the victory as we yield and present ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.